How exactly did the Green Bay Packers get to this point in the season where we're talking about what comes next and what happens next year, not what happens in January? Our pal Lily Zhao is with us to try and answer that question and a lot more as the Packers get set to take on the Eagles on Sunday night. All of that starts right now.
You are Locked On Packers.
I feel like we can run the table. We're going to do it.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Rodgers gets out.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Floats it.
Your team.
Cobb.
Every day.
Touchdown.
You are Locked On Packers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts. You will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet, and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. And today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn Jobs, LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. All right, Lily Zhao on the show today. It is Wednesday. It is the day before a holiday. I don't want to burden you guys with some 65-minute episode. I know I've been running a little bit long here lately with these interviews because I've been having a lot of fun with them, and people have been really just like they have been, I wouldn't say clamoring for longer episodes, but they've, I think, been enjoying these conversations. We've been getting really good feedback. People enjoyed the Bart Winkler episode because he is very much the voice of the fan. We've had some really good guests lately, but I don't want to go crazy long. So I'm treating this sort of like a fall Friday or summer Friday. We're going to go, I don't know, the good Wednesday jokes have been made, especially because Wednesday before Thanksgiving already has its own sort of unofficial holiday that I don't want to try and compete with, frankly. So we won't do that. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. There are a lot of reasons that you might want to talk to someone and talk to someone who can help you manage your day better, who can help you manage the vicissitudes of life a little bit better. It is sometimes all you need to get on the horn with someone, whether it's a video chat or a phone call, and have them just talk you through something that you're dealing with. BetterHelp can do all of that because it is about you. It is about you helping yourself. And is someone helping you help yourself? It's not just them waving their magic wand and fixing everything. No, it's about you and them working together to help you be the best version of yourself. That's ultimately what therapy and what BetterHelp is here to do. Everyone deserves to feel their best, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. BetterHelp is a great option because you can do as much or as little as you want. You don't want to be on video? You don't have to be on video. But it's always there for you when you need it. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/lockedon. That's betterhelp.com/lockedon. It's Thanksgiving week. The Green Bay Packers season hanging by a thread. I'm sure by now some of you are with your families. Your sanity is also hanging by a thread. We salute all of you. RIP to all the turkeys who are going to give their lives bravely for all of us on Thursday. Joining me now, not to talk about any of those things, Lily Zhao from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. Just trying to set the mood, Lily, because I don't know. We have to laugh or we cry, I think, with this team sometimes. Zhao, you doing?
Peter, I'm great. Given thanks for chatting with you and everybody listening, and this being Thanksgiving week. But you know what? Outside of that, in terms of Packers football realm, it's a little dicey. But I'm good. So how are you doing?
I am good. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Okay, I'm going to be really boring. I love mashed potatoes.
That's not boring.
Gravy.
Great choice. I love
that with everything. I'm a turkey and ham gal, so I'll go with both. But mashed potatoes by far.
Is it like special mashed potatoes in the Zhao house? Like, is there cream cheese? Is there chives? Like, what are we working with here?
We got a little chimes, like heavy cream. You got to add a little bit of like, but I like, it's the gravy though. We do like brown gravy over it and it's so good.
Have to do it.
Thinking about it.
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm why did we choose to record this at lunchtime? We're like, that is probably also my answer, but there's like 16 other things. I actually think we have come to a place now on the internet where like, it's cool to hate on Thanksgiving food. I love Thanksgiving food. I love turkey. My dad cooks it. He does the spatchcock method, which if you don't know what that is, you should check it out. He smokes a turkey. Like there's ways to make turkey delicious. You don't have to have a dry turkey in your house. Like it's the year of our Lord 2022. Figure it out. That's all I'm saying. Let me ask you a much more difficult question and a much less fun question. I was trying to think about this yesterday. I've talked about this team every day for the last 9 months and I've written about them and I study this and I'm just like, I can't figure this out. I can't figure out how they can go from a 13-4 team, two losses when they're trying to win last year. You lose a couple players, but mostly intact. Devontae Adams cannot be worth 5, 6, 7 wins. So what happened? Like, what do you think is the difference this year from last year?
That's a great question, Peter. I've been trying to figure that one out myself. It's just, if you think you have basically the same pieces, minus Devontae, minus a couple offensive coaches, this team should be at the same level, right? Or a little bit above.
Especially when everyone else seems to stink.
Right. but it feels like with this team, it's just, they can't, it's hard just to get a first down. Or if it's that, it's hard to respond in adverse situations. Yeah. I don't know kind of how the drop-off went that far from like a 13-win team to a can even win 6 games this year. It's that big of a dichotomy this year. But, you know, I think losing Devontae, of course, was a big thing. I don't think, you know, adding, you know, not saying Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs, those guys aren't going to be impact players, but you don't have a caliber of player right now like a Devontae Adams. You don't have that security blanket for Aaron Rodgers. And granted, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, his play this year has not been up to that MVP level like we know it can be. So that's also a big thing as well, because a couple games here and there, you know, you make a couple crucial throws, maybe you have another win or two under your belt. But on the same end, the defense has severely underachieved. We've seen their potential last year. They have not been able to get those turnovers like they did last year. And I think that's kind of been, you know, another part in terms of, had the defense held on for a couple of games, maybe they had a couple more wins. The special teams is a little bit above average from kind of what we're expecting. So that's a positive.
At least above what they were last year, which right, is a little more.
Right, exactly. but I think it's just the defense underperforming in a big way. Rodgers not playing up to his potential and just not having that dynamic skill player on offense just has trickled down. But again, it's also the play calling. We've seen that a couple times during games where they've not been on the same page. That's also a big issue as well.
Yeah. I mean, the answer, of course, is not one thing. Right? Yes. It's not one thing. I think what we sometimes do forget, especially, and I think we take for granted with a team like the Packers, who are just like habitually good. They're just consistently good. And we get so bogged down and worrying about, okay, are they Super Bowl caliber, that we kind of take for granted how hard it is to be good every year. Like, that's a really hard thing to do. And the margin is like this, it's tiny. And so 2018, Aaron Rodgers doesn't play his best ball. The offense is not quite in sync. All of a sudden, you can be 6-9-1. And the close game thing, like, they're 3-3 in close games this year. They've been really good under Matt LaFleur in close games. And I think the Vikings this year are a great example. They lost every close game imaginable. Like, every game they played last year was a close game, and they lost a bunch of them. This year, they can't stop winning close games. They're just like on an absolute heater. If you look at things like point differential or estimated wins, the Packers and the Vikings to the 10th have like almost the same 4.5 wins versus 4.4 estimated wins, like what we would expect them to have based on the statistical seasons that they're having. The margin is just so small. So you get a little bit of Aaron Rodgers down, no Devontae Adams, some injuries on defense that we weren't expecting, injuries on the, like, I just think we sort of underestimate how much goes into having a good team, because we're so focused on this team not being a great team this year. And so I don't know where that leaves us. I asked our pal Bart Winkler this yesterday, if he thought the team believed they were a championship contender this season, given the way that they handled the offseason What do you think about that? Do you think in their heart of hearts they thought, yeah, we think this team is good enough to compete this year?
I mean, I think they have to think that every year, right? Because that would do...
I guess, you hope.
Yeah, you'd hope every year. Again, it's just with where they are in terms of the money, the cap space, I understand you can't make certain big splashy moves. However, you look at the Rams Super Bowl year, right? They're adding really good core pieces.
Yeah.
Be it guys on one-year deals, whatever. They're adding these really dynamic players to their team, and that's going to help them. I mean, you see the Eagles this year. They're making a Super Bowl push by adding to their defense. It's just these teams are making the right kind of chess moves at the right time for their squads. And again, the trade deadline, nothing happened. I think a lot of people were anticipating nothing happened. We talked about it, but you could have added somebody there. I understand, you know, they got outbid by the Bears for Chase Claypool. Not that he's really made an impact in Chicago just yet, but, you know, not adding anybody and just having to turn inwards to say, okay, let's make a run with the guys we already have when they've already struggled. It's kind of, you know, a little discouraging in that fact. And, you know, you have to believe the staff thinks that they have the guys to win, but when they're not getting it done on the field, even though they look really talented on paper, I feel like they should have added some pieces. I don't know how, you know, with the money and all that structure, it would have worked, but they've kind of put themselves in a hole right now in terms of what can they even do in the next year or two or three, depending on Aaron Rodgers' situation, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't know where they go. Then that's I think that is to be determined, honestly. Like, I think we're going to see down the stretch the way that this team responds, the way Matt LaFleur can rally them, the way Aaron Rodgers plays. Like, it feels like all of that stuff is going to be part of the equation as they make this decision moving forward. You mentioned the Eagles. That is the Packers' opponent this week. And I think they are such a great example of what you can do when you have a rookie QB and or not a rookie QB, a rookie salaried QB. Because they can go out and they can get AJ Brown and pay him a boatload of money. And they can take some big swings in the draft because Jordan Davis is this, like, we've never seen an athlete at his size like him before. But Jordan Davis is like four Lily's owls. Like, that guy is incredibly huge and almost as athletic as Lily. It's really amazing what he's able to do on the field. It is interesting that we haven't seen the Packers be in that position in so long. You almost wonder, right? Like, what could Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst do if they had a QB who, and this is not an Aaron Rodgers shot, but just like, it just is different when the cap is not eaten up by this great quarterback. You always want to have a great quarterback, but it's one of those things I think about, like, okay, what could Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur do if they had a quarterback on a rookie deal and then you can put pieces around them? How would that change, do you think, the way that they would approach all of this?
Oh, I think it would change a lot in terms of what they can do with the money that they have and that cap space. Because again, when you're not tied down to certain contractual things, you have a lot more money to kind of move around and maneuver. I know they were reworking a lot of contracts to get some more money there. But again, if you have like a Jalen Hurts situation where you have the ability to add guys because he's not on this massive deal, that certainly would have, you know, helped the team this year had they been in this situation. But again, they're kind of, it is what it is, right? With Aaron Rodgers and his contract, it's kind of, they're kind of handicapped with what they can do. So I understand on the outside or, you know, inside looking out, you're like, well, why haven't we added people? You know, you can't really take it all in, but you're right. I think if they had a quarterback with a Jalen Hurts type contract in his situation, it would probably be a little bit different looking in terms of the Packers being able to bring in a lot more people to help this team, but they are kind of, hands are kind of tied right now.
Yeah. And unless Aaron Rodgers, is traded or retires post June 1, we won't see a rookie contract quarterback in Green Bay for at least a couple of years, because if they do go to Jordan Love in, let's say, 2024, that's fifth year option money. That's big time money. Plus they're going to have to eat whatever the Rodgers number is. So we're a long way off in Green Bay from even seeing an opportunity like that. It's just an interesting way that teams are in different positions in all of this. When you look at the Packers, I asked you like 3 weeks in a row who the breakout player is. You said Christian Watson. You've basically been right twice, by the way, because you would have been right more if he hadn't gotten hurt in Buffalo and Detroit. And so if you're looking at this team, Christian Watson is like the bright spot on it right now. Aside from staying healthy, are there any other players that you're like, okay, now we're starting to see some stuff from Christian Watson? I would love to see this other player try and get it going, even if it's just a spark in what is looking more and more like a lost season?
Oh man, that's a good question. I would say potentially I would probably go receiver or somebody in the secondary. Just somebody flashing and just trying to get these picks. I know there are a couple games this year where it just hit them in the hands and they dropped them. That could have turned the momentum. That could have gotten things going. On the offensive end, potentially a Robert Tonyan. I know Josiah DeGuara has been getting some snaps. We know what Randall Cobb can do, right? Him and Aaron Rodgers have that comfort factor. They're best friends. You know, that connection will never die. So I think he's, you know, his return certainly helped the team last week. And Christian Watson, like you mentioned, is a bright spot. But maybe a guy like Robert Tonyan, like if they can stretch the field with him, he's a big body. He's a good, you know, good with his hands. I think if they can get him going, potentially that other element with the tight end would certainly help, because it really has been receiver, 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 running back. And these tight ends have kind of been sprinkled in here, there, here, you know, very infrequently. So maybe him, getting him going would be something. But it's hard to pinpoint anything, Peter, in terms of a guy that could potentially turn this season around if it's not Aaron Rodgers, because again, he's the guy with the ball every single play on offense. So
I was thinking about this watching the Lions-Giants game on Sunday. And because you are the foremost Jamal Williams expert, I feel like you were the perfect person to answer this one. A couple years ago, the Packers decided, okay, the best thing is to move on. AJ Dillon's going to be that power back. And he was awesome last year. For whatever reason, he just doesn't look the same this year. I can't explain it. He doesn't look explosive. He doesn't look decisive. Doesn't look confident. I don't know what's going on there. Meanwhile, Jamal Williams leads the league in touchdowns. And he is the kind of player who, when everyone's down, when everyone's struggling, when you lose a couple games in a row, he just brings that infectious energy. And you were around him for a lot of those quotable moments, getting the mermaid quotes and the SpongeBob quotes and the snow angels and all that stuff. Like, I don't know, did the Packers maybe make a mistake in not trying a little bit harder? Like, it seemed like he would have been willing to come back and play for basically nothing. And they decided, nope, AJ Dillon is the way that they could have gone. Like, it does seem like Jamal Williams could be on the field and in a sort of like energy sense, be helping this team right now.
That's a good question. You know, I do think hindsight's 2020. I do feel like Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, those guys were best friends. I feel like, you know, Jamal was given an opportunity to be, you know, the featured back. And not saying he would not have been, you know, under Aaron Jones, but we know Aaron Jones is that featured back for this team. So maybe, you know, it was an opportunity for Jamal to be like, hey, I'm the guy. I'm the BMOC on this team. I can rally everybody up. And he's making it really, really work well for him in Detroit. In hindsight, yeah, it would have been nice to keep Jamal. I think they saw a rising star in AJ Dillon, which is why they went that direction. But, you know, had he been on this team, maybe he would have been that difference maker this year. And, you know, if they really were that thunder lightning duo with him and Aaron, potentially that would have been maybe a catalyst for this team to get something going offensively. But, you know, I think he set himself in a really nice situation in Detroit to be the guy. And it's unfortunate we don't have that energy and that infectiousness back here.
And he earned the guy status, by the way, because he went over there and DeAndre Swift, it was supposed to be co-backfields, and he has taken that bull by the proverbial horns and won that job. I was talking to Matt Derry, our pal from Locked On Lions, and he was saying, look, he's won this job. He has shown that he is the guy. And I'm sure you feel like I do, that I could not be happier to see him thriving in Detroit, in a place that he seems to be, everyone else is vibing off him. And how could you not vibe off Jamal, right? Like, it's just, he's just that kind of personality. What do you want to see as we wrap up here against the Eagles? 7-point underdogs on the road. I don't think people are expecting them to win. They've been much better as underdogs this season as they compared to when they've been favorites. What do you want to see that'll make you leave the game going, okay, I'm fine with what we saw here, even if it's not a win?
Well, first of all, my computer's the room. Okay. I would say if they can just not get in their own way, that would be number one, right? No mental errors. No dumb penalties, you know,
hold onto the ball.
Thank you. Don't turn the ball over. I think that would, like, a clean football game would be an encouraging first step.
Yeah.
Granted, you know, the Eagles have struggled in their last two games. Could have said they could have lost both of them. So maybe this is a good opportunity for the Packers if they, you know, play close, that even if they don't win, they're showing signs of, okay, we're not dead yet, even though, no, but you're showing signs of improvement in that area. I think playing a clean game is what I'm looking for this week. And you never know, any given Sunday, maybe they could shock the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. And that would kind of carry this narrative another week, I'd say.
I don't want to feel like they have no chance. They obviously have a chance. When you have Aaron Rodgers, we saw it 2 weeks ago, you always have a chance. And so I'm just saying, you know, I'm not in the moral victories business. I don't believe in that, but you want to see them keep fighting. We talked about this yesterday on the show. I want to know that the leadership on this team, Matt LaFleur on down, is everyone's pulling the rope in the same direction. And I'm going to see them keep fighting. And unfortunately, like, they didn't do that at times early in the season when the season wasn't over, like against the Jets, against the Giants. So we'll see what they can muster. And we'll be back here next week to talk about all of it. Lily, have a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy your mashed potatoes. And we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Peter. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. You too.
Thanks to Lily for joining the show. Always great to talk to her. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy for you to find the people that you want to hire faster and for free. All you have to do is post your job at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. And they're going to give you simple tools like screening questions that make it easy for you to focus on the candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you would like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster and for free. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks for making Locked On Packers your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. The biggest stories in sports, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. All right, back tomorrow for our crossover Thursday edition, Packers-Eagles. Louis DiBiase from Locked On Eagles is going to join us. And then no Friday show. You're going to be hungover or in a food coma or something. And so we're not going to have a show. Enjoy the day off. Be with family if that is great for you. Don't be if that's not great for you. And so do what you have to do. We all are trying to do that this time of year. I hope you're lucky enough to have a family that you want to be around. I am lucky enough and very thankful that I have a family on both sides that I want to be around. So I hope that you get what you need this holiday season. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to come hang out with us live, not this Friday, but most Fridays, and then every game day, we are live after the game on the Locked On Packers YouTube page to help you stay Locked On Packers.